Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I hope you have 2 hours to spare. If not, you got an exit right here. God's good, ain't he? I thank God to be here, and I thank God for the word of God that is forever settled. We can't preach a new doctrine. It's already been preached. Already laid out, and the word is the word. What we have to do is line up to this word, fall in line, get in line. It's like boot camp almost, you know. You go in there, you know, you come to boot camp, a certain mindset. Oh, I don't have to listen to nobody. And anytime you see a drill sergeant thereafter, it's yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. You line up. Well, the word of God wants you to line up also. It don't want you to live your own way, because your own way don't work. Your own way is going to lead you to a devil's hell where the worms die not. It's going to be hot down there. Amen. I don't want to go there, and I know you don't want to go there. So let's obey the word of God and go to heaven where there is peace, joy, love, and the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you something. We don't know what we don't, the Bible said, I have not seen or ears heard what God has laid up in store for his people. So we don't know. The Bible just gives us a little outline of what heaven is going to be like, but we don't know exactly how beautiful it's going to be. And I believe if we really did understand it all, there would be no more sin in the world, because everybody would want to go there. But because it's hidden and we can't see it, and we can't say, oh man, heaven, they're having fun over there, I think I'll go there. We act the way we act sometimes, and we do the things we do sometimes, because we can't really see what God has in store for us. We feel a little bit in the spirit. We feel good. And we jump around and say, man, if I feel good like this, I can't imagine how heaven's going to feel like. But we don't know exactly. That's what faith comes in. That's what endurance comes in. That's what sacrifice comes in. Amen. And we need to have that always in us. That, like Brother Joe said, I don't care what's going to happen. I ate crumbled cookies before. I ate burned food before. And I ate food that I just couldn't stomach, but because I wanted to survive, I ate it. And we go through stuff in our natural lives to survive. We ought to do the same thing spiritually. Come what may, I'm going to live for God. Can Paul said it like, you know, is this going to stop me from living for God? God forbid. Is this going to stop me from living for God? God forbid. You know, I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And that's the attitude we ought to come to church with. And if we stay with that attitude, if we stay with that mindset, man, how good the day is going to go. How good our life's going to be. Because it's a way of just saying, naked I came in this world, naked I'm going to leave. Amen. God's good. If you have your Bibles, I want to read a couple of scriptures here. And I'm not going to stay long, in just a few minutes, because the word of God is the word of God. It could say a lot in a few minutes. And I'm going to try to be like my pastor. Isaiah 9:2 says, the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. Let me read that again. Isaiah 9:2. When you have it, say amen. Amen. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadows of death, upon them have the light shine. Amen. You turn a couple chapters down in John. Let's start at John 12, 35. John 12, 35. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While he have light, believe in the light, that he may be children of light. These things spake Jesus, and depart, and did hid himself from them. One more scripture here. You go back into chapter 11 of the same John. And this is my message right here. I saw this and I'm like, you know, we always preach on Lazarus. And I'll just read verse 1 in chapter 11. You guys could be seated. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Verse 9. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of his sleep. Amen. We always read that and we always say, man, good story about Jesus and Lazarus, and how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead the third day. But I believe sometimes we miss this verse 9. And there were 12 hours in a day. And if a man walk in the day, he stumbleth not. And that's what I want to kind of focus on. Walking in the light. Walking in the day. So that we won't stumble. Amen. It's easy to stumble. It's easy to take a left turn when you can't see where you're going. It's easy to say, I don't need directions. I got this. I've got this. It's easy to say, I don't need glasses. I can see just fine. It's easy to say, it's easy to say the negative things. It's very easy to say the negative things. Rolls out of our tongue like if it's natural. But it's hard to say, I want to walk in the light. It's not really hard to say. It's just, humanity is just unlearned. Humanity just don't want to put in the effort. They don't want to put in the work. We don't want to put in the work. We don't want to humble ourselves. We always think that, you know, we have to do it ourselves because, man, I'm the man. You know, I could get this done without anything, without anybody's help. It's a lie from the devil. We all need Jesus. We all need his help at all times. We can't do this. We can't live life on our own. We cannot live life on our own. You try to live life on your own, you're going to fail miserably every single time. If you think that you could give up, anything, think about anything. If you think you could give it up just like that, you're fooling yourself. You need God. If you think you could live this life without God, you're fooling yourself. You need God. If you think you could change your life from darkness to light by just positive thinking, you're fooling yourself. You need God. We all need God. And once we come to that conclusion in our hearts and our minds that we need God and can't do it by ourselves, life would be so much better for us. But we need to put in that work. What work am I talking about? Separate yourself from darkness. Oh, man, it's tough. Tough to separate myself from darkness. You don't know how much prayer pressure it is out here. The more I try to do good, evil pops up. And it feels like evil is stronger than good. What can I do? Humble yourself. Amen. Humble yourself. You know, in the beginning in Genesis, the Bible says, let's just read it, because I love this. I love how the Word of God just lets you know that without God there is nothing. And you know, darkness in this day, you know, that we live in, which it ain't no different. It's just the years change, but darkness seems to be so puffed up. You know, look at Goliath. Give me a man. I'm going to rip everybody's head off. And he had all the children of God scared. Darkness puffs himself up as this big, strong, mighty one. Man, you can't do this. You can't face me. Look how big and strong I am. You can't face me. And God said, you ask for a man, I'll send you a boy. Let me see how strong you are. Let me see how strong you are. I said, as a matter of fact, I'm going to send you a boy without weapons. Without a sword, without a shield, without a staff. You know, the army is behind him. I'm going to just send me a boy because you think you're so strong, Mr. Darkness. We don't put in the effort because we're lazy. It's been coming over the pulpit over and over. We're lazy. We're lazy. We don't want to read. We don't want to pray. We don't want to fast. We don't want to do nothing. All we want to do is just eat. Lazy. We're lazy. But God is saying, if we could just put in the effort, you won't stumble. Because if you put in the effort, your eyes are going to be open. Scales going to fall off and you're going to see light. You're going to see a different perspective. You're going to see it. But because you're lazy, you can't see nothing. All you see is your belly button. Amen. In the beginning, this is how powerful God is. And this is how we should approach everything that God has for us. Regardless if we're living in darkness, we're living in light, God is supreme over everything. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. So in your midst of darkness, in the midst of your darkness, in the midst of your mess, in the midst of what you think is so powerful, humble yourself and let God just move. All he wants to do is move. Our darkness don't mean nothing to God. Darkness is light to God. Light is light to God. He don't see as we see. We see that big giant stand in front of us and we get scared. God see a giant and say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine thinking that he could, you know, huff and puff and make the children of God scared? And we get scared. Down here in I've been coming to this church like 32 years, and this scripture always, from the time I came to this church and I started reading the Bible and I started, you know, listening to preaching and, you know, getting excited about God, this scripture right here always fascinate me, and it's about the waters that flowed from the garden. The waters that flowed from the garden, and how beautiful it is, man! How beautiful it is to just be in the presence of God. How beautiful it is to just be in the presence of God and let him just flow through you. And whatever ailment we have, whatever hang-ups, like the pastor used to say, whatever hang-ups we have, nail it to the cross. Nail it to the cross. You know, the cross was the darkest moment in time. Darkest moment in time. But yet still, the light of the world stood still and said, bring your darkness here, pass through into the other side. You know, be a sinner today and come out a saint tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying? Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be white as snow. How else to say it? Be separate, save the Lord. Come out of darkness and come into his marvelous light. How else to say it? Make a change from evil to good. Choose God. Don't choose the devil. Bring your burdens to him and he'll make it light. L-I-T-E, Brother Bradley. don't serve sin no more. Serve God. Give him a chance. Give God a chance. He will make your life pure. He will make it holy. If you're struggling with anything, give it to God. And leave it there. Because light always is better than darkness. Light always is more exuberant, is more illuminating. You could see where you're going, you could understand things better. Don't have a clouded mind on what God has for you. You want to be baptized? We have water. What hinder you from being baptized? We have a place here where you could come and raise your hands and call out to God, and God could meet all your needs. He could change your life right now. You don't have to wait until, you know, next week, tomorrow, or next year. He could do it right now. He could change darkness into light. He could change your stumbling into seeing exactly where the path is. All you have to do is make that sacrifice. I want to live for God. And I want to do it now. Because the reward is great. The reward is great. I have not seen, you know, if I only knew then when I was 19 or 16, what I know now, my life would be totally different. But I didn't, so this is what you see. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus is saying there is something, I mean, he made it plain for us. There is something great to be had at the end of your life if you walk in the light and stay in the light. Yes. Don't fear, don't veer off to the left, don't veer off to the, you know, to the right. Stay with the fire. Amen. Stay in the light. There is something great to be desired. I have a church that is blood washed. You know, pure, holy, you know, awesome. It's gonna be incredible. All you have to do is live for me, stay living for me, submit yourself to me, and everything's gonna be all right. That's all he asks. Repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, being filled with the Holy Ghost, and just stay in the path. Just stay in the path. You know, oh, I feel weak. I'll raise you up. Just call on me. I'll raise you. He made it possible so that none of us have excuse. Just stay with the light. Stay with the light. What choice are you going to make after you hear that? Now, think about it now. When you was 15, 16, now we're in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Let's stop it right there. We couldn't see that gap in between. God has showed us. You understand what I'm saying? He has showed us with not only his word, but with his ministers, his apostles, his prophets. He has showed us. He laid it out for us. We are without excuse. We are without excuse. If you choose to walk in darkness, you have chosen to walk in darkness. But God wants us to walk in as he's in the light. So if we have any hang-ups, he's saying, bring it to the cross. Bring it to the cross and hang it there and let me work on it. Let Jesus work on it. Don't work on it yourself. Let Jesus work on it. Give him the chance to do what he could do. He laid it out for us. You don't have to. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, I didn't see that. Where you came from? No, he gave us a chance to see with clarity what's going on. Even in the natural. We wear glasses because we can't see sometimes. And the doctor said, hey, does this work? No, doc, I still can't see. Does this work? Oh, perfectly. You got it. He gave us glasses. Let God give you his spiritual glasses and wear them to see where you need to be and where you need to go. Amen. God bless.